每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
6月26日，可控的能量。如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。罗马书8章9节。在生活中，一匹可以驾驭的马要比一头野生的驴子做的贡献更大。失控的能量很危险，可控的能量会产生巨大的能力。神管教我们不是要辖制我们，而是为了赐我们一个蒙福有意义的人生。神是蛮有智慧的，他知道失控的人生注定是悲惨的人生，因此他把缰绳放在我们任性的灵魂里，使我们的心灵向着公义的道路，那就是神在我们身上所做的事情，驯服我们，使我们在合理的控制下重新定向我们的能力。神在属灵领域所做的工作，正如科技在物质领域所做的工作一样。科技使尼亚加拉河的激烈的湍流转换成电能，照亮了千万的家庭，推动了工业的发展。神的工作也是如此。让我们一起祷告。天父，愿你管理我的能力，让我成为别人的祝福。奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
June 26th, Energy Under Control. You are controlled by your new nature if you have the Spirit of God living in you. Romans 8:9. A harnessed horse contributes much more to life than a wild donkey. Energy out of control is dangerous. Energy under control is powerful. God does not discipline us to subdue us, but to condition us for a life of usefulness and blessedness. In His wisdom, He knows that an uncontrolled life is an unhappy life. So He puts reins on our wayward souls, that they may be directed into the paths of righteousness.That is what God seeks to do with us, to tame us, to bring us under proper control, to redirect our energies. He does in the spiritual realm what science does in the physical realm. Science takes a Niagara River with its violent turbulence and transforms it into electrical energy to illuminate 1 million homes and to turn the productive wheels of industry.Let us pray. Direct all my energy, Father, so that I may be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name, Amen.